The next patient is Salvatore Longo. The last name is L-O-N-G-O. First name is Salvatore, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old male that we had the opportunity to see in the hospital when he was admitted with acute kidney injury. The most likely explanation for the deterioration of the kidney function with a serum creatinine of 2 milligrams per cent and a BUN that was in the 30s with an estimated EFR around 30 mLs per minute was related to the heavy intake of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. The patient was taking several tablets of Motrin on a daily basis. During the evaluation for the acute kidney injury, the patient was found with a mass in the left kidney that was evaluated by urology. Kidney biopsy was recommended, and it turned out to be a benign oncocytoma, The patient has quit the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, comes today with a new laboratory workup, and we know that the serum creatinine has come down to 1.75. The BUN is 23, and the estimated GFR went up to 40 mLs per minute without significant proteinuria. Number two, the patient had anemia, iron deficiency. He has been taking iron. At the time of the hospitalization, the hemoglobin was 10.5. Now it is 12.5. We encourage the patient to continue taking the iron. Next line, next one. The patient has a history of gout. He has a elevation of the uric acid. Was around 9, and for that reason, we are going to recommend the use of 150 milligrams of allopurinol, because this could be an important component for the deterioration of the kidney function. Following number, the patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis that is going to be under the care of the rheumatologist. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today was 156 over 81. The patient has a BMI of 29. He was recommended to go to a BMI lower than the present one. The patient has a following number, history of hypomagnesemia that is corrected. In summary, we have a CKD stage 3B without proteinuria, A1. That is most likely associated to acute nephritis, interstitial nephritis induced by non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the admission to a hospital, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.